The U.S. Senate has, in a surprise move, postponed the vote on Chuck Hagel's nomination to be the nation's defense secretary. Carl Levin, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, issued a statement saying there wouldn't be a vote this week. Initially, the vote had been scheduled for Thursday. The Republicans say they want more information on issues, including Kerry's business dealings and past speeches. Hagel, who is a former Republican senator from Nebraska, had faced some criticism regarding his statements in the past on Israel, Iran, and nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was sworn in publicly by Vice President Joe Biden at a ceremony at the State Department. Kerry said he's committed to defending America if its values were to come under threat.
This is not a time for America to retreat. This is a time for us to continue to lead. While my preference is for a peaceful resolution to conflict, my journey has also taught me that when remedies are exhausted, we must be prepared to defend our cause and do what is necessary to stand up to extremism, terrorism, chaos, and evil, and we will continue to do so.
Kerry, who succeeds Hillary Rodham Clinton, has indicated a keen interest in a new diplomatic push in the Middle East. It's reported Israel and other Middle Eastern nations will be Kerry's early travel destinations. Wednesday's ceremony was entirely symbolic as Kerry began his job this week, having taken the oath in private last Friday.